Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I am thrilled to bring you along a special adventure in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley. I have just had the unique opportunity to experience a guided horseback ride through the stunning George Washington National Forest at Fork Valley Ranch, where nature and adventure come together in perfect harmony. Nestled in Fork Valley, Virginia, this charming guest ranch offers everything from trail rides to archery, fishing, and cozy cabin getaways. Today, I am joined by Ann Heck, who with her husband are the owners who help bring these outdoor experiences to life. We're going to dive into the magic of the ranch, the joy of horseback riding, and the many activities that make this a premier destination for nature lovers and adventurers alike. Let's saddle up and hear more about what makes Fork Valley Ranch so special. Welcome to the show, Ann. It's great to have you on today.
Thanks so much for having us. I was very pleased when I had received your email that you had found us on our new website. So having just launched our new website, I was just exceedingly pleased to see you and hear what you wanted to do with us and the opportunity to share with you.
Yes, and you were so tremendous and your wrangler, Neil, to take me on this 1 hour guided horseback ride. You made me feel so comfortable. I love horses, but I haven't ridden one in a long time, and it just was an amazing experience. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. We get a lot of people who have never come and touched a horse or seen a horse. 99% of our riders are beginners. So,
wow.
Or they've been on a horse years ago, and it's like a reintroduction. So we're glad to know that it was a very comfortable, peaceful, and safe feeling for you.
It really was. And I have taken horseback riding lessons in the past. And I do remember getting some tips and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the additional education, it was obvious to me that you have years experience doing this. And I think you were telling me you have 28 years experience. Can you just talk about that background a little bit?
Sure. My husband and I are originally from Pennsylvania, but only there for 21 years in my life. Mm-hmm. And then we've been out west for about 28 years in a combination of Oregon and then Colorado as well, running guest ranches, trail riding, meal riding businesses, doing guided hunts, elk hunts, dinner sleigh rides, chuck wagon dinner dances, and rodeos. So we've had a lot of help with our four kids and then down to two, and now just my husband and I again.
Wow. Full circle. Full circle. Can you share with us a little bit about the history of where we are now, Fork Valley Ranch? Because you were out west, but now you're east. So tell us about this.
We are. And the one thing that my son would say is he loves Colorado. He's back out there again. However, he said if we had to land somewhere in Virginia, this is the best location. It used to be in the 1950s a hunting ranch. So you do deer and bear and turkey. And then it went on to be like, it's called the Twin Lakes, and they stocked trout. And then it was known for day fishing and just always kind of outdoors, and the cabins were there for them to stay in. So we had three cabins at that time. Then it merged into more horse camping. So people brought their own horses because it does border National Forest. Mm-hmm. Then you can ride right out into the National Forest, hundreds of thousands of miles to go on there. And then it incorporated more families without horses that wanted to experience horseback riding. So that's where we're at right now. We do still cater to people with their own horses. Mm-hmm. But the big venue is for people who come camping and then they can ride or just pet. You can just go over the fence and pet the horses and enjoy just being on a ranch.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Let's give some geographical context for our listeners. We do have a lot of listeners that are in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And then we have listeners all over the world.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, I live in Harrisburg. That's 2 hours south of D.C., 2 hour-ish. depending on traffic, laughers.
Yeah.
So we are not in Harrisonburg. Where are we, this ranch? Where is it located?
We are at Fort Valley, Virginia. To us, it's like one of the closest to towns, places we've lived at. It's about 15 to 20 minutes to two touristic towns, Woodstock and Luray, where you could spend a week. Like, you have Luray Caverns 20 minutes away. There's zip lining, tubing, rafting, kayaking within 20 to 30 minutes away. We've got water parks. There's four or five wineries to tour. There's also three other caverns within 30 minutes of us. And then you have the Shenandoah National Park, only 40 minutes away. And then straight out from our property is the George Washington. So most of the rides are riding through our natural 84 acres. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't look any different. It just merges right into George Washington National Forest. But yes, we are just 8 miles off of Highway 81. Mm-hmm. About 20 minutes to Woodstock, 20 minutes to Luray. Easy location. We even have a pizza place that delivers.
That's great.
Well, living out west, where our driveway was 15 minutes long, this to us is like very close to town.
15-minute long driveway?
Yeah.
You were in Timbuktu, lady.
We were.
That's incredible. Now listen, laughers. Those of you who are familiar with the podcast, you do know this is about all things non-hiking in the Shenandoah Valley. I know we are doing a hiking adjacent podcast episode right now. So we are pushing the envelope, kind of like our comedies PG-13, pushing the envelope. So, but anyways, I'm glad that we're doing this today. I wanted to ask you, you know, I just took that guided horseback ride. What makes your trail rides unique and different from others in the regional area?
Yeah, and there are some local area trail riding businesses. A lot of them are in pastures, or they have flat ground where you're able to trot, which is great for places like that. Ours are entirely in the mountains. And so you're going up and down, you're crossing a creek, you're going up alongside of our little Fort Valley waterfalls, and you're just enjoying the experience of being on a horse through the mountains with wildlife popping up here and there. Like in future or past times, bear would come up, we'd have turkey, we just saw some buck.
We did see buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's all about just reconnecting to the sounds of nature, and you are in the mountains, like, entirely, whereas other places are more open fields.
Yeah, weren't you telling me this is 85 acres, this ranch?
It's about 84.
Mm-hmm. 84. Still, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't have that many acres in my condo in Preston Lake and Harrisonburg. I can guarantee you that.
No, and it feels like a lot more being bordered by George Washington National Forest.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it was so much fun, and it's making this new cowgirl very hungry.
Oh, well, so we build up appetites doing all the saddling too. So,
yeah. So thankfully, I brought some absurdly flavorful popcorn from our sponsor, Pre-Popsterous. I have the maple.
I got chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Ever had this before, Pre-Popsterous?
I have not. Very good.
It is so delicious. I love the chocolate. Love to pair it with wine myself. I can't get over it. They're an amazing company.
That is good.
Did you know that their kernels were grown right here in the Shenandoah Valley?
No way. How is a popcorn kernel grown?
That we'll have to ask Preposterous.
I think so.
Because I'm not really sure. They're also 100% nut free.
Oh, and I was just going to say, boy, pair this with a couple nuts and you're going to be in. Never mind.
That is
good for nut allergy people.
It really is. It's Shenandoah Valley's only award-winning popcorn.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we also received the Virginia Finest trademark as having a high-quality, specialty crafted food.
No, it's very buttery and very chocolatey at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Totally delicious. He has a ton of flavors, and they're all magnificent, for real. I'm not kidding you.
I'm going to steal one of your maple ones.
No, please do. What do you think about the maple?
Chocolate.
Okay, I have, but I will again.
Yeah, I like that.
Isn't it good really chance. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect for any occasion, laughers. So if you're looking for a gift, you're doing company-wide gifts for your employees. That works, too. It really, literally any occasion, this is what it's great for. And they love the Laughers so much, they provide a 15% discount. Just use promo code LAUGH15 when you visit their website today at preposterous.com. That's preposterous.com.
That's a great name.
Isn't it wonderful? So buy you some today, and then that way you can join me on next week's episode munching on this delicious, absurdly flavorful popcorn. Now back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We have some accommodations in our background.
Sure do.
You were talking about that. I would love if you could tell the laughers what you have to offer in these cabin getaway packages, too, that I hear. That sounded magnificent.
We do. We have three cabins that each have air conditioning, full kitchen and bathrooms. They have sleeping capacity. One is a studio that sleeps four. The other one sleeps up to six. One sleeps up to eight, two bedrooms, fully furnished. We have linen packages that can be adjusting so that the rate is less expensive. Mm-hmm. They all overlook our fishing ponds. They all have, which is a catch and release pond. And we've got bluegill and largemouth bass. 20-incher is still swimming around in there. They all have fire rings, picnic tables, and charcoal grills right in front. And when you book for your cabin, if you add a trail ride at the same time, we give a $20 discount, call it a guest ranch package. And then there's usually a waffle basket or muffin basket waiting for you in your cabin when you get there.
Yummy.
And you get like a $20 discount. And that way, it's our incentive to have you book your trail ride ahead of time, but it also preps us to know what we're expecting that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think on the trail, it was Neil that was telling me that there was a couple that mm-hmm. was married 35 years.
Yep.
And I think they were in this cabin for their honeymoon.
They did. Yeah. He said they came back to it again. I'm sure there was a little bit of changes going on.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But no, they were there originally for the hunters and stuff. So they are. They've been updated.
Yes. And then they did a half day.
Yeah, they did one of our 3.5-hour half day rides, mm-hmm. which does go into the National Forest, George Washington National Forest. That leaves about 9 o'clock and gets back about 12:30. And it's a solid 3.5 hours on the trail.
Yeah, it's a beautiful trail, laughers. I'm not going to lie. There's a waterfall, too, that is really eye catching. That runs for quite a bit. Waterfall.
Yeah, it borders. It's in the big portion of our property.
Yeah, this is a must-do place. Also, not just cabins and not just horseback riding. You have other activities available. Let's see if I got them all right. We got lassoing, archery, axe throwing, and
fishing catch release. So if you come camping with us as well, we've got mm-hmm. water and electric sites and a couple full hookups. Mm-hmm. Tent sites as well is primitive. And when you stay here, you can sign up for a branding, a Christmas ornament.
That sounds fun.
Or you can, like if a wrangler is hanging out, they can come help you learn to lasso and just rope a dummy. We've got, you know, whenever the hour tours are going on for the trail ride, we can also book you an axe and archery. So you get a little bit of both.
Right.
Curve. And if you've never held an axe in your hand or pulled a bow, it's for beginners. I mean, it's just a great time to see what it's like to. And then there's a prize. We do usually keep score and you get a prize.
What kind of prize do we have in store for us?
Well, we've got a lot of horseshoes that come off of the horses, and people do like horseshoes.
Okay.
So they get a horseshoe and an ice cream.
Oh, you have ice cream on site here?
Yeah, we've got ice cream. A lot of campers can't keep all of that frozen stuff in their things, so we've got ice cream for sale in the office.
Is it hard to learn how to lasso? I've always been curious about that. Does it take a lot of coordination?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. I don't think it's the week of wrist. You need a good wrist. So.
Are there people that just don't catch on to lassoing?
Yeah, there are people that just don't catch on. Yeah.
It's one of those things you just kind of have a knack for it. You can grow your skill set or maybe not. That's what we're saying.
It's just a fun thing to try, and who isn't into trying something new?
Right. What's the worst thing that can happen, laughers, from trying something new?
You rope your friend or you hook a shoe or something. You know.
Everybody will live and it will be okay.
It'll be okay. Yep.
What do you think, or what are you finding, at least right now? You know, we're all evolving and changing, but at least right now, what would you say is the most popular activity on this ranch?
The horseback riding for sure has been mm-hmm. the most popular. We do have quite a few, about 600 five-star reviews. So,
yay!
yep. And then just bringing the West East with our specialty ride. So what we do is we try and have you go on a ride, but food is always a very popular thing in the world. Food is just where food people congregate and they make memories and things like that.
Very popular for me as well.
Yeah. So we combine food with a ride. And okay. then those usually happen at the last ride of the day on a Saturday. For instance, we have one coming up on September 21st, which is this Saturday right now. It's mm-hmm. a hot dog roast and ride. Mm-hmm. And so you would go on an hour trail ride, take off at 3, get back at 4. The fire's going to be gone behind us. We're going to brand a Christmas ornament. Plus, you get to roast your own hot dog and s'more. And you wouldn't believe it, but some people that live in the city, this is the first time they've put a hot dog on a stick and roasted it themselves.
For real?
For real.
Okay.
Yeah. Or we got international people who don't do that either, so.
Right. Wouldn't be in their culture necessarily. Now, we'll probably, by the time we release it, we'll miss September 21st. So, will mm-hmm. you do that event again sometime?
Oh, absolutely. So, upcoming holiday, we do pumpkin pie rides. We'll do chocolate everything rides. We'll do a Thanksgiving theme ride. I'll have the events soon out there for the dates that I pick. And they're usually a little more expensive because you're getting all of that gathered
more
together.
More value. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, it's about the ride, but it's an introduction, and 6 and up can do the trail ride. So it can be for all family members. Mm-hmm. And we do Valentine's Day rides, and that's become more than just a couple thing, too. You know, it's just a fun time to love on your kids and keep it all family.
Absolutely. Now, one of the specialty rides, I don't think we've mentioned yet, unless I wasn't listening very well, that's possible sometimes, but it's the proposal ride. We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, that's so some people want a private ride, and their particular reason is to propose. So we have done a fair bit of proposal rides where we'll do an hour trail ride, but block out about an hour and a half time. Mm-hmm. We have a special spot down near the waterfall where they come back. Our wranglers will make some excuse to get off the horse and then look at their foot. They will help the guy get off. And then if the guy wants to propose while she's on the horse or off the horse, we help. And then the wrangler pulls the camera out and starts taking pictures. And then there's a proposal going on.
I have never heard of that before, and I dig it so much.
No, it's a good time. It's a good time.
You must have seen so many interesting proposals over time. What would you say is the most interesting one you've seen?
Do I dare to go into details? I have one person that just refused to get off the horse. The guy wanted to propose, and she would not get off the horse. She just kept saying, "I don't want to be here. I just don't want to be here. I don't want to be here." And that put the guy in such an awkward place. And yet he was trying to, and then we've had others where my son would have to actually coax. Okay, so just ask her now. Okay, you want to tell her what you're saying? So my son would actually help to, they get so frozen, they get so scared, they get so shocked, you know, that they forget what they're doing. So my son would be helping them to, okay, go ahead, get on your knee now. Okay, now ask him. You know, just like that. It's fun.
It is quite the moment in general. And now we have an added element with the ride. It sounds very amazing, though.
And we, you know, out west, we used to actually host weddings and receptions as well. Mm-hmm. Here, we do have a venue that we could start using. We have a big red barn with an arena.
Oh, yeah.
And then the horses in the background. It would make a great wedding venue. Not the reception part of it, but the actual wedding itself. Mm-hmm. We can do weddings in our pasture up above and then have Kennedy's Peak as one of the viewing spots.
Now, tell me about Kennedy's Peak. You mentioned that a few times on the ride. Yeah. I'm completely unfamiliar with it, honestly. So if I am, I'm sure there are listeners that are too unfamiliar.
You know, a lot of people gravitate towards the national park. And this area right here in the George Washington National Forest is very similar in looks and in feel. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy's Peak is a 5-minute drive from us. And there's a overlook on the way to Luray. So you would park up there. There's 5 spots. It's about an hour to an hour and a half hike up to the top of the Kennedy's Peak where there's a platform where you could have lunch. You can sit. There's 360-degree panoramic views. And then you hike back down. It's also where paragliders take off.
Okay. Okay, don't think that you heard hiking, but you did.
No, we heard paragliders. Oh, I'm so sorry. You could skip your way to the top.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. You have been doing this 28 years.
Yep.
And I have not ever had a ranch life, ran a ranch. I'm sure a lot of laughers haven't either. What does a typical day look like for a rancher that does what you do?
Well, and I'll have to give it in the eyes of the wranglers mostly. I get a lazy life. I only have to pull out at 8. No. So a lot of times they're up by 6:30 grabbing about 15 horses and wow. brushing and saddling and then doing any type of meds that need to be done or soaking a feet or just checking the horse herd mm-hmm. and then getting them ready. By 8:30, we've got the first riders coming and checking in. By 9 o'clock, we're taking off. Usually back by 10 for another ride, heads out at 10:30, back by lunch. So from 12 to 1, I've got the wranglers their supper or their lunch, and then they are feeding the horses and giving them their lunch as well. By 1 o'clock, we're getting guests checked back in again. 1:30, they take off, and we have another ride back at 3. And then the day ends about 5 for most, and they have to unsaddle, put the horses away, do any type of checking, feed hay. Mm-hmm. So then my husband and I usually take over, and then we might be doing hay until, I don't know, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, but got to give the wrangler supper in between. Mm. And then there's usually a last check. I'll have a wrangler check about 8, 9 o'clock at night. That'll be the last eyes on the horse so that we make sure that they're okay. But the horses come first. They're our bread and butter. And mm-hmm. so if they're not happy, we're not going to be happy. So a lot of it is just checking and watching for unusual behavior. Mm-hmm. Feet, shoes, making sure it's hard to get good hay around here.
So yeah, that's one of the challenges. Every pursuit has its challenges, though,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And one of the things you were sharing with me on the ride, too, I just don't know about the horse industry at all, that you actually keep a lot of your horses, but in the industry, people will lease horses. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit, just to educate people on how that all works?
So out west, as well as here, we keep our horses with us year-round. They become mm-hmm. more personable. They're used to people better, whereas a lot of places, if it's just a five-month gig or they can only be open 5 months, they lease a horse from people, and mm-hmm. maybe there's 25 at a time to kids camps and things like that. And then they return. Those horses go back to the person who owns them. And then they're out in a pasture for maybe another 5 months before they get pulled back down again. And you could get a different horse if you want. So we do have some leased horses, but we have others that are ours. And it helps to give those that are a break. So we can try and give a horse a day off if we can. Also, the stature of the horse allows us to take more of a variety of statures of humans.
I see. Is there a weight limit for a horse?
We do. We're one of the few places that can go up to 300. We have a Percheron draft. We also are one of the few that can take 6 years old and up. And then if you have little itty bitties, we have taken 18-month-old bobbleheads on a hand-led horse ride. So aww. If you've got a mixed family unit, you know, and you've got mom and dad who want to ride, but grandma and grandpa want to stay behind with the littles, they can always come and do it. At the end of the day, we do a little handheld horse ride, which is on a regular horse. It's just a walk around the ranch, and they get their first experience. They get to feed them a treat, take a picture with them. And then if you're staying at our campground or our cabins, you can always pet them and feed them carrots or apples over the fence and interact as you're staying here.
Yeah, they're wonderful. I love them. met some of your horses. I rode Parker.
Yeah, Parker's a good boy.
He is. It was really great. And the activities, too, we talked about. Lasso is available here. The axe throwing and archery, it sounds like, is a bit popular. Mm-hmm. And there's an instructor that gives some guidance.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a learning curve on that?
I would say, you know, it's like riding a bike in your first time. You have to hold it right or it's going to shoot up. I mean, we don't start with very heavy, pounded, weighted. It's just a recurve bow that makes it really simple.
Okay.
And
good.
So, and the axe are just handheld axes that you can throw into the wooden mm-hmm. target and such. And then we just score it. And, you know, we can go up to about 7 people, and 7-year-olds and up can do that. It's, you know, it's still throwing a sharp object. So, and it's still pointing a arrow at something. So, yes, our wranglers tend to be multitasking. And so it's offered at one of those hour slots that happen in the 4 times of the day, so as long as I have a wrangler on that can do it.
Let's talk about the occupation of what a wrangler does and how do you find them?
Well, for a while, we were spoiled by having my family actually yes. We had our four Wranglers just built in with our family. And then two went on their way to retail, and then two stayed with us for a while, a long while. They have to be comfortable on a horse. They have to be confident in their comfortability and be able to keep all of our guests safe and have a good time. So you've got to be personable, outgoing, quick to think, and common sense, and just a lot of grown-up maturity also in responsibility, because you are taking our guests out there and mm-hmm. keeping them safe.
Absolutely. So there's not some sort of Wrangler school. This is something you can learn on the job or something
well,
like that.
Well, it just so happens that my son, when he was here, yeah. he had trained most of our Wranglers. So okay. a lot of the opportunities came that we took on people who needed more learning about what it is to turn around in the saddle, have a conversation, keep it focused on them. And he actually is looking to do a Wrangler school out west.
So there is such a thing.
There is such a thing as a Wrangler school, and there's, I think, two others out there right now.
Okay.
So it is all about training. There's a good two weeks or more that, well, some people have come and interned with us, and then they've been with us for 4 years. We've had Derek, he's been with us for 4 years. Melissa came and she interned for a while, and then she jumped on and did the job. She's still with us now, but she's also a full-time police officer. So
wow.
We get a variety.
Yeah.
We get a variety. But when you're working with a police officer, they obviously know how to handle emergencies. And mm-hmm. when you're with horses, there's always anything that can happen. However, we are very, very particular about how we keep things safe. We're trying to keep them all safe.
Absolutely. And Neil was the Wrangler on our ride this mm-hmm. morning. He comes from by way of Utah.
Yep. He's been out west, so he's got a lot of built-in experience.
Yes.
Yep.
It sounded like it. Holy cow.
Yeah.
He said he got into it right after he graduated from college, if I remember right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So how many Wranglers does it take to run an operation like this, ideally?
You know, in the busy season, it would be good to have three Wranglers on every day, mm-hmm. Especially on the weekends. But, you know, we do some part-timers, and okay. we have some live-ons. And then, like I said, when my son and daughter were here, they were kind of all everything, because it takes maintenance of the ranch as well. So we get help with that, as well as the tack needs to be taken care of.
The
trails need to be.
What does that?
The saddle and the reins and things, you know, if they're coming apart, or if the cinch or the stirrup needs to be replaced, that kind of stuff. So there's other things other than just the horse. There's the trail to be maintained and things mm-hmm. like that too. So a lot of variety, about five or six. And then we go into more a skeletal crew over in the wintertime. We still do offer rides, and it's really beautiful to ride in the wintertime.
You were saying that.
Stay
no
in
leaves.
The cabins. Yeah. The view, you know, you have big in-your-face views of Kennedy's Peak then, because the trees aren't, you know, covered in leaves. But we do the package deals there, Christmas time, New mm-hmm. Year's, Valentine's Day. They're all still open, and then they overlook frozen ponds.
Ah.
Last year, we almost had it frozen enough to skate on.
Really? Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever skated yet?
No.
Not yet.
No. It's a little warmer here than in Colorado. So.
Hashtag facts, laughers. Mm-hmm. Now, we have these cabins. We were just talking about them. What are the special touches? I think you mentioned the muffins and things in the morning. Can you just talk about what's a typical experience? Is there a minimum 2-day stay, that type of thing?
We were doing a 2-night. When you do the guest ranch package, it is bundled between 2 nights.
Okay.
And because there is so much to do, it really would be hard for you to pack it all in and arriving by 2 and checking out by 11.
I would say yes. Yeah, I would agree with that.
So a lot of times people do 2 nights, but we do a 1-nighter every once in a while. And if people need it and they just want to stop on by and rent the cabin, they can do that. Other than that, I just make a little homemade waffles and then a little muffin so that they can have their breakfast for the next morning, kind of thing.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I learned that you burn more calories horse riding than you do walking. That is something else that I learned from your Wrangler
skipping,
today.
Skipping?
Yes. Okay. You got it. Thank you, Anne. Keeping me on brand for my own podcast. Appreciate it.
More calories.
Yeah, let's do that. You also were talking about you have young ones, families. You cater to them. Talk about how you cater to the families more specifically, because I know that we have moms and dads raising kids still watching our podcast. So
when you're staying in a cabin
and listening to our podcast.
Right. It's easier for them to cater to them if they don't have grandma and grandpa with. Mm-hmm. That way, like, mom could go out with an 8-year-old and then dad stays back with the 3-month-old mm-hmm. or whatever. And then they could take turns with 4 different rides a day. When you're on property, it gives you the opportunity to just walk on over. Mm-hmm. Again, experiencing, getting the kids to be their first experience touching a horse, feeding them a carrot or apple.
That's fun.
And just hanging out, you know, over the fence with them and interacting. A 2-minute walk from your cabin is a fun, grounded experience. While we do have Wi-Fi, we don't always tell the kids what the Wi-Fi is so that they can get back to nature.
And unplug, which we all need more of.
Exactly. Yep. A lot of times parents are like, yeah, don't tell me. Don't tell me. But they have a way of figuring it out somehow.
Yes. Young people are sharp.
Yeah. But no, the most families really enjoy sitting around the campfire mm-hmm. at night, roasting s'mores or hot dogs, and then just being outside and listening to nature.
Yeah, it is really gorgeous. I don't actually feel in a way I'm in West Virginia. I kind of feel like I'm out west a bit out here. It does have that feel about mm-hmm. it. I'm really enjoying it. Whether outdoor options are there available that we haven't talked about, is there anything that we didn't talk about that's available?
Just the branding. Mm-hmm. That is, like, we cut the trees, we cut little limbs off, and then my husband will cut the ornament and then sand it off, put a little hole in it. We string it with a ribbon and a gauze type of, and then you get to heat a branding iron in the fire, and then I help you brand. And it's either an FVR, a horseshoe, a star with a circle. But it's a keepsake for your next Christmas ornament.
Yeah, the first one, I recognize the second two. What's the FVR?
FVR stands for Fort Valley Ranch Brand.
That should have been obvious to me, Laffers. But that's okay.
That's Fort Valley Ranch in Virginia.
What would you say is the most unique or memorable experience you've had in your time running the Fort Valley Ranch?
Well, in the Fort Valley, and they all kind of merge together, we mm-hmm. have been a lot of times we'll be there. We'll be our guests' first time to interact with a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Very first timers. But we've also fulfilled bucket lists of older people. So I think we had an 87-year-old come in. Her bucket list was to be fulfilled by getting on a horse. She only was on for 2 seconds or 2 minutes, but that fulfilled her bucket list. So we've created memories with their first time and their last times on.
Oh, that's amazing. Was she really excited about
it? She was. She was. Had to get a lot of pictures. Got a lot of pictures.
And she did it. She did her bucket list.
Yep.
That reminds me back to the proposal. Was the bride to be just, that was her first time on a horse or something like that? It was something different. Anyway, moving on. I was just curious. That was memorable too, I see.
Yeah, that'll be a discussion later.
Okay, sounds good. I know, I made a new friend today. I'm so excited, Laffers. I think this is really incredible. Did you and your husband, you guys met out west, right?
Originally from PA.
That's
so
right,
we met in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then 3 months after we were married, we were out in Oregon.
And his background is in ranching, or is this something you guys kind of got into together?
He's done Greek seminary and different types of just reading of the Bible. And also, he's done a lot of this. Yeah.
Okay.
He's always wanted to own a campground, so that we did take on out west in Colorado. Our daughter was born at a campground in Colorado Springs, so that was one of his things. So hospitality's been in his blood.
You guys have created a lot of different kind of specialty rides and experiences and packages, and it sounds like you brought that experience mm-hmm. here. Is that normal out west, those types of things, or is these some of these brainchilds upon that you and Ron kind of said, hey, you know what would be really great? Let's try this. And then it was magnificent, so you kept doing it.
I think a lot of it came from having kids that worked with us, them knowing what other kids like.
Yes.
And then being in touch with family.
Yeah.
And so just recreating things that worked for us growing up, because we've always lived really far out.
Yeah, 15-minute driveway, I would say, is definitely out.
Yep, and we did homeschool, and so a lot of our relationships were with families that also homeschooled, and a lot of that caters to just getting back to the basics.
Okay.
So simplifying your life and getting back to basics.
Oh, I love that. That's been my word this year, simplify.
Yeah.
And it's so magnificent.
These things here can be a blessing. And they can be a curse.
Curse, for real.
Yeah. So they can bring your families together miles and miles apart, like they're back out in Colorado, so that I appreciate this. But it is also around the dinner table, something that disconnects us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds incredible, what you put together out there. And I'm so thankful that that experience is blessing us here in the Shenandoah Valley. It's super special. So I thank you for bringing this here to us. Yeah, I want people
to come. Thank you for seeing us on an email and our website.
Yeah, Laffers, unique experiences in the beautiful scenic area we have here in the Shenandoah Valley is mwah. So you must check this out. And we want you to be able to follow them and get some of those packages and check out their activities and get unplugged and connect with your family and friends. So let's tell them how can they keep up with Fork Valley Ranch on social media or otherwise to get more info.
So you can go to FortValleyRanch.com.
Yep.
And we also have an Instagram. We have a Facebook page that's Fort Valley Ranch / Campground Cabins and Trail Rides.
Mm-hmm.
Go on and like and watch and follow our events. We also have Hex Outdoors, which also shows a little bit about us here and our experiences out west as well. And there's paraphernalia for sale and things like that. But also just being picked by you, who's a funny lady.
Yes.
That, you know, you got to follow your podcast as well, because it's very, very comfortable and fun.
I do make it fun. Yeah. Just for clarification, but before we close out, you mentioned you have Hex Outdoors. This is a shop. What's Hex Outdoors? Did I miss something?
It's the Instagram page of where my son has done all of his kind of experiences out west and here. And there's a lot of videos, and he has hats. Like, one of our mottos is head to tail, feet on the trail, it's hard to fail.
Okay.
And that was created by my son to say, in life, if you focus on something and you keep that head to the tail and feet on the trail, you're going to conquer what you go for. But it's also good on a trail ride as well. Remember when we said, head to tail, but just don't have that head in the tailors.
Yes, you did say that.
And stuff. So we've got a lot of different things that you can think on and such.
And that's his social media page, Hex Outdoors, mm-hmm. on Instagram and Facebook,
on
you
Instagram.
Said?
On Instagram.
On Instagram. So it sounds like it's combining what he's learned growing up on a ranch with life, wisdom nuggets.
Yep. Definitely.
I'm going to have to follow that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, Laffers, check that out.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then we are going to try and merge into some type of online booking, but right now you can reach us at our phone number. The 540-933-6633. And then definitely if they want to book for this weekend, well,
The next time.
There you go.
Because you'll have that. I saw it was on your website,
yes,
and you promoted on you promoted on social media too.
Right.
The next time she does a hot dog roast with the s'mores and the branding, which I'm interested in, so I'll have to look for that next date. I think that would make a really unique Christmas ornament to have on a tree. And that's one of the things I like to do is collect Christmas ornaments everywhere I go, which made it very funny that I didn't pick up that
the FDR.
It was for Fork Valley Ranch, but that's okay.
So that was just a branding thing we picked up out west. And then also taking pictures of the horse we do. A lot of people, souvenirs are souvenirs, but you can't, a lot of people can't go home and they'd have a picture of the horse on a keychain or a necklace. And so my daughter-in-law has taken pictures of all our horses and put them on a keychain or necklace. And then that's a unique. So Parker, we do have a Parker.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
Okay.
I love that. This has been so amazing to be here with you today. I want to thank you for being with me, Anne, and sharing with us about all things Fork Valley Ranch. It truly has been a pleasure to do the ride. Thank you so much. Enjoy the coffee and spend time with you learning about some of your story and how you got here. And I just thank you for your time and thank you for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you for coming and sharing your popcorn too, the preposterous popcorn.
Yes, it's good.
And your great personality.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much to me. You just made my day. I love that so much. And laughers, to get more information about Anne and Ron's lovely ranch here, you need to visit their website at forkvalleyranch.com. That's fork as it is expected to be spelled, F-O-R-K.
F-O-R-T.
Oh.
Fort Valley Ranch.
That's okay.
In Fort Valley, Virginia.
One of the things we celebrate on this podcast is the fact that we're all flawed human beings, and I am being a role model today. So that is FortValleyRanch.com. And Fort, as you would expect it to be spelled.
With a T.
It's a T. F-O-R-T, ValleyRanch.com. Also, laughers, thank you for tuning in today. It means the world to us, and we just appreciate your support and following us because it helps us get the word out about how laughers can get more out of their Shenandoah Valley experience, whether they live here or want to visit here. That's what we're all about. And we cannot grow and have not grown without your support. So again, it means the world to us. If you love this podcast today, please give it a like, share, follow, and subscribe. Tell a friend. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, all things. And now we're also on YouTube, housed on the Funny Womax channel. And if this is your first time, it's the Funny Womax channel because I am a comedian, and so is my husband, a JMU professor in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Wow.
So we can both perform individually and together. So if you need comedians, you can hit me up about that too. But back to the podcast, please don't forget also that discount on Preposterous using promo code LAUGH15, where you can save 15% on this absurdly flavorful popcorn today. So get on their website at preposterous.com. That's PreposterouS.com.
Wow, you spelled that right.
I know. I think it was repetition on that one.
I guess so. You're struggling with four. You can do preposterous things.
I'm always surprising people, Anne. Anyway, and lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. So until next time, keep smiling. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomax.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.